Woof, A Love Story by Sarah Weeks.
A dog is a dog.
And a cat is a cat.
And most of the time, it's as simple as that.
Most of the time, what a dog has in mind is doing dog things with the rest of its kind. Running and panting.
Sniffing and growling.
Rolling in things.
Digging and howling.
That is what a dog's life is. But Denver, well, this story is his.
It all began on a fine spring day. I got up out of bed in the usual way. I yawned and I stretched, then I sniffed at the air and whiffed something very unusual there.
That's when I saw him, this humongous hound, taking the steps in a single bound.
That's when I saw her way up in a tree, and something remarkable came over me.
He saw me. I thought, oh, drat pirouette, you foolishly strayed, and now here's what you get. The teeth on that dog are as long as my tail.
And under her fur, she turned terribly pale.
She was white from her tail to the tip of her nose, which was tiny and pink as a cake frosting rose.
My heart began thumping so loud in my chest, I thought lying down for a while might be best.
He simply flopped down at the foot of the tree, and he stared and he stared and he stared up at me.
Then after a minute he lifted his head, opened his mouth, and here's what he said.
I love you.
He meant to say that, I've no doubt, but woof, woof, woof was what really came out.
You're pretty, I whispered.
Grrr's what he said.
Climb down. I adore you.
I climbed up instead.
He said every flowery wallpaper word, but woof, 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 woof's what she heard.
The more that he pleaded, the more he declared, the higher she climbed. The poor thing was so scared.
And so he gave up. He was blue as the sea.
I quit,
he announced.
You don't understand me.
He turned and he left with his ears hanging low. And she wondered,
why has he decided to go?
Most dogs would attack, but he left her behind.
And she thought,
This dog must be one of a kind.
Now, whenever I'm down, nothing helps worth a fig except finding a spot and beginning to dig. I dig and I dig till my spirits are lifted, and things can turn up in the dirt that I've sifted.
Sometimes a coin or a shoe or a stone. But this time he dug up a shiny trombone.
He pulled this enormous gold thing from the ground, and he blew in the end of it. My, what a sound.
At first he just splatted and blatted about, but soon something different began to pour out.
It seemed I was so full of feelings inside, so touched by this cat. It could not be denied. I blew in the stuff I was thinking about, and something or other, music, came out.
It really was something, the music he made. I understood just what he felt when he played.
I played and I played while she sat in the tree, and when I had finished, she climbed down to me. I looked in her eyes and laid down the trombone and took her sweet, delicate paw in my own.
At first she was shy, then she lifted her head, opened her mouth, and quietly said,
I love you.
No. No, what you said was meow. But I understood what you meant anyhow.